Head of the Nurses Union says new Ministry of Health guidelines on the use of protective gear are more concerned with rationing than with keeping workers safe. The ministry has issued new advice after complaints from frontline staff about not having proper access to personal protective equipment. Kerry Nuku is the director of the nurses' organisation and joins us now. Morena.
Morena.
What is it about the guidelines that concerns you the most?
I think it's just what you've explained. It seems to be that the package is based around how do we ration and make sure that there's plenty of PPE gear to go around, as opposed to what is supposed to be PPE, which is about personal protective equipment, and what it personally takes to make the nurse, the doctor or whomever feel comfortable with treating a COVID-positive patient.
Okay, let's work through the guidelines. The first one mainly says health workers should be able to wear protective gear if a patient's COVID-19 risk is unknown. Is that reasonable?
That's reasonable.
Sorry,
what I was going to say is if we start back at the top, the first thing that this guideline talks about is health and well-being of frontline workers is important. So what we've got, what we see, what our members are saying is what we've got is how to technically manage this under these rational conditions. But actually it doesn't take into account the well-being, the emotional, the psychological impact that having, donning the uniform, ensuring that your own protective safety is paramount. It doesn't take into account consideration that whole being, that nurse that is emotionally at the bedside, taking care. And when we see, and we're hearing still comments from nurses around the country, that we're being restricted on use of the PPE gear, then straight away it brings into question the intent of this document.
Right, and that gets to the crux of it here. So you feel, nurses feel, they should be able to wear PPE at all times when they are caring for people, regardless of the risk. Is that right?
That's right. They should have access to it. That is the safety mechanism that nurses and going to work want reassurance that when they get to work, if they're dealing with a suspected case or if they're feeling that their assessment is going to be compromised, then they need to be able to access the PPE gear. What we're hearing from our nurses in pockets around the country is that's not actually so.
And let's be clear, the other part of the guideline says that health workers need to wear a mask at all times and don't need to wear it at all times, and that the valuable supply must not be wasted. And so can you see that there is an issue there that if we were to have a big surge in cases, that there might be a reasonable reason for holding some supply back?
Oh, absolutely. We certainly need to make sure that DHBs have got the equipment that they need should there be surges, but that shouldn't be at the compromise or detriment of the frontline workers that are out there in the community. Now, it's both areas of the workforce that are saying we don't have access to the gear when we need it. Both community, healthcare workers, Māori Niwi providers, primary care, aged care, palliative care, but also in the DHBs. So it just doesn't seem to fit. The pitch is not fitting here. It seems to be across the spectrum, across the healthcare sector, that nurses within DHB and community are saying, we don't get the gear, I'm sitting here and I'm feeling really vulnerable.
Is there an issue around the distribution? We're hearing the message from the top is that the supplies are going out, the reserves have been released, 11 million masks were released, there's 40 million more on the way. The message is that they are going out. Do you think there's some issue with the distribution across the country?
There certainly seems to be, that is certainly the message that's coming out from the ministry, is that there's plenty of masks, but it does seem to be a distribution flow that, as we've said weeks ago, seems to be up to the discretion of the DHB or how they distribute that down. Mindful that it isn't just masks that these nurses require, but gowns on the front line. And we've heard of a practice where there's only been one gown for the day. And so the distribution or the restriction of that distribution has caused impact and anxiety on the workforce within that practice.
We're short of time, so we have to go. But just I just wanted to check, are you aware of many nurses getting sick who have COVID-19?
Not personally, no. But we do know that there are many that have been involved in treatment that will be definitely getting screened and are in self-isolation.
Kerry Nuku, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Director of the Nurses Organisation.